Batch 23, a new file type used to improve efficiencies for cotton shipping, is gaining in popularity among cotton merchants. Three Rivers Cotton Systems, a software company specializing in cotton inventory management, is integrating Batch 23 in the latest version of their software, set to be released later this month. David Brown of Three Rivers Cotton Systems joins us to explain how it will work.
Basically, what we do at Three Rivers is we provide a software solution for merchants and shippers, primarily shipping U.S. cotton. While the focus of that application, you know, covers everything from purchasing all the way to sales and everything in between, one of the big parts in it is the logistics, managing the shipping orders and getting them lined up at the warehouse, getting them to port and over to their final destination.
Brown explains one of the biggest challenges merchants face.
It's always been that part where you're trying to line up schedules with the warehouses and lining up dates that work with the warehouse schedule and works with what the merchant is trying to do in terms of getting it to the port or to its destination on time, considering that it may be loading out of several different warehouses. That part has always been the toughest for us as a software company to provide a solution that actually makes a difference. Batch 23, I think, is going to make a huge leap forward in that area, because what it does basically is it gives a standard method of communicating between the shippers and the warehouses.
Reporting and scheduling norms are not as concrete as you'd think.
What happens today, basically, is a merchant will ship a lot of loads out, put them through EWR, the warehouses are notified, and then on that shipping order, there's a request date or an ask date, as EWR calls it. And from that point until the loads actually get out, there can be various different means of communication that goes on between that warehouse and that merchant in just trying to get a date locked down. Some warehouses you may have to send faxes and get fax confirmations back. Others you might need to do it on the telephone. And then still others out there that, you know, you go to a website that has all of their specific load information and scheduling dates available, and you get it that way. Point being is that's not really a standard way. So if I'm a merchant and I'm dealing with numerous loads out there that come from several different warehouses, the problem has always been, from a system standpoint, is how do you model that and really create efficiencies when not everybody's communicating the same way. So what Batch 23 does is says, hey, if the warehouses and their systems will buy into Batch 23 and the merchants buy into it, and it just becomes that standard means of communication in terms of scheduling those dates, then now we're getting somewhere. Now we've made that huge leap where we can start creating efficiencies in the system to speed that process up and reduce errors.